For three sessions, Representative Milo Smith's moped legislation has passed the House but died in the Senate. Smith says its failure is due in large part to a philosophy in the General Assembly of less, not more, regulation. But he says leaving mopeds unregulated affects all drivers.
Someone said to me, so the little guy on a moped, if you hit one of them, they're the ones going to get hurt. Well, I challenged them to say, if you are driving your vehicle on the road and you hit someone on a moped and you seriously injure them or take their life, you're the one that's going to remember that the rest of your life.
The bill would require mopeds to be licensed and plated by the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, which Smith says helps their owners identify them in cases of theft and allows other motorists to identify them if their drivers aren't obeying traffic laws. Smith says his bill won't require moped drivers to have a driver's license.
If someone's lost their license and can't get back and forth to work, and there's not public transportation in all communities, this is one way they resort to get back and forth to work. So I'm not opposed to giving them a second chance.
Smith's legislation would also set a moped speed limit at 25 miles per hour, though he says he's flexible on increasing that to 30 or 35. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.